Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peak Performance Center and renowned nutrition and fitness expert, and Michelle King Robeson, founder of EmpowHer.com and leading women's advocate, cut through the confusion and share the naked bottom line truth about all things woman. It's Her Radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pam Peek. Michelle's off today. We're going to talk about the financial burden women face after divorce. There's been some really new hot news. I just saw this on NBC News the other day. And it's all about how divorce can really mean tripping down the economic ladder for women. What's that about? Well, we have our expert, Dr. Nicholas Wolfinger, who is professor of family and consumer studies and adjunct professor of sociology at the University of Utah, has been studying this and has a great book, Fragile Families and the Marriage Agenda. So tell us, Dr. Wolfinger, first, welcome to Her Radio. This is scary stuff for women. Why are so many women falling down the financial ladder after a divorce?
Well, it's been a very consistent statistic for decades that single mothers are about five times as likely to be in poverty as are two-parent families. And the most important reason is that in the majority of cases, although now it's only a slim majority, women lose their majority of their income when they get divorced. Their husbands make more money than they do, and as soon as they get divorced, that income is gone.
Wow. I mean, these are huge statistics. Five times. My gosh. And so when I don't think most women out there understand this. And what is this whole issue of women not being in control of money in a relationship? And then they get this big surprise.
I don't think that's true at all. I think they're,
tell me.
I think they're often in control of money. And women are often as good at handling money as men are better, but the husbands make more money. So when women get divorced, they lose a lot of their income. We also have to consider the kind of people who are especially likely to get divorced, and that includes people who marry young and people who don't have a college education. These groups have higher divorce rates, and they're also less poised to make money on their own once they do get divorced.
Interesting. And what about people who just cohabit? You know, they live together.
They lose a lot of their money too. They also have the same issue going on. People who cohabit are especially likely to be people who don't have college degrees, and again, they're not poised to make a lot of money. Cohabitation dissolution or just breaking up, as normal people call it, is hard on them too.
Interesting. You know, I'm curious, where did you get the title of your book? What were you thinking? I loved it, and I thought it was very catchy. Fragile Families. What does that mean?
A fragile family is a family is a single parent family, or a family where they live together without marriage, and those families have high breakup rates, and single mothers are economically susceptible and don't have a partner support. And so that's why they're often called fragile families.
Huh, interesting. Tell me something else. Is it really true that many men do not want their wives to out-earn them because they feel they lose their value in the marriage?
You know, that was traditionally the case, but that stereotype is increasingly falling by the wayside.
Really? Huh. So what are the statistics on that?
On what exactly?
Well, on specifically, you said it's falling by the wayside, so right. It must have been the majority of the time men felt that way.
So traditionally, that was the case, but no longer. Nowadays, women are earn just as much money as their husbands, or more money than their husbands, in 40% of marriage.
Uh-huh.
So statistics like that, it's becoming acceptable for women to make just as much money as their male partners.
So is this really an intergenerational issue? In other words, if you look at 20 and 30-year-olds right now, do you think those women are going to be in much better stead if they go through a divorce?
Divorced women are doing much better financially than they used to. They have more education, they're marrying later, they're more likely to work themselves, but they still take a hit because they're still losing their husband's income.
Gotcha. And so, you know, really, what is the marriage agenda? You said fragile families and the marriage agenda, the title of your book. What's that marriage agenda mean?
The marriage agenda is looking at the decline of marriage in the United States. You know, fewer people are getting married and wondering how it is that marriage rates can go back up. There's also a huge class divide in marriage. If you're college educated, you're likely to get married, you're likely to stay married. If you are not college educated, you're far less likely to get married, you're more likely to have kids before you're married, and you're more likely to get divorced. That's a marriage gap.
And, wow.
We're wondering how that can stay in place.
Interesting. So in that recent NBC News article, said the major dividing line when it comes to divorce is education, as you just said.
That's one of the big ones, education and how old you are when you get married.
Very interesting. And according to the University of Michigan economics and public policy professor Justin Wolfers, 17% of couples without college degrees divorced within 7 years of marriage. Once again, that kind of really hits home, doesn't it?
Yep.
You know, with that whole issue of really paying attention to trying to increase the success for marriage. So you've got education, you've got the age at time of marriage. That age has been creeping up big time, hasn't it? The age at the time of marriage has been creeping up big time, and I think so also has been the emphasis on education as well as responsibility. When you put together the blueprint or template for a successful marriage, or a coupling, I guess, things are changing so dynamically out there. Cohabitation has become much more of a popular way to be able to live and to coexist. And the whole issue of marriage has become very questionable. What is it all about? Why do we get marriage? And that's why the book title, Fragile Families and the Marriage Agenda, is so very provocative. We have a chance to be able to ask ourselves, what are we doing here when we get together as a couple? And how are we strategizing and organizing for ourselves as a couple? Finances are a huge piece of this. Younger women are garnering more and more control over the ability to have that power to be able to hold on to their financial baseline and strength, even when you have divorce. And so I think what Dr. Wolfinger has really noted in his book, Fragile Families and the Marriage Agenda, is that you need to pay attention to these very critical factors for successful marriage. Education's a big one. Age at the time of marriage is another one. And the ability to be able to cohabitate with a feeling of being on the same page, understanding what you're doing. So here we are. Now we understand the financial burden women face after divorce. The book is Fragile Families and the Marriage Agenda. Thank you so much, Dr. Wolfinger. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson. Follow us on Facebook, like us on Twitter. Stay well.